Are Republicans struggling to repeal and replace Obamacare in part, because of protesters? Critics of the Republicans' plans have been showing up at town halls and lawmakers' offices for months. Yesterday, voices were raised in the Senate chambers as senators deliberated.
Sergeant-at-Arms will restore order in the chamber.
Protesters chanting, "Don't kill us, kill the bill." Well, one of the groups protesting is the national disability rights nonprofit ADAPT. Latoya Maddox with ADAPT's Philadelphia chapter joins us now. Hi, Latoya.
Hi.
And we understand you have arthrogryposis, multiplex congenita.
Yes.
What does that mean? What does that do to you?
It's a bone muscle disorder, so I can't walk or move my arms the way able-bodied people can. I'm permanently in a sitting position and have really bad scoliosis in my back.
Yeah. Well, sorry. I'm very sorry. And yet, you've been going out with others in wheelchairs and protesting. Why? What is it about the Republican moves that you think will directly affect you?
They're trying to take away Medicaid, which doesn't have anything to do with the Affordable Care Act. They just want the money to give it to the 1% and have us put back in institutions.
Well, there have been cuts suggested to Medicaid. There have been tax cuts suggested for the very wealthy in some of the Republican plans. But do you really think that coverage would be taken away from you, someone confined to a wheelchair? The talk is of taking back some of the Medicaid expansion that included able-bodied people. Do you really think you'd be included in this?
Yes. I remember when I first moved out of the nursing home, before they did the expansion, I was only getting 5 hours of attendant care a day. So most of the day I was by myself. She would set me up most of the time with food and everything because I'm pretty self-sufficient, even though I have no use of my arms or legs. Once I'm in my wheelchair, I'm fine. But before the expansion, if I was sick or something, I was just basically on my own. I would sometimes call a family member to see if they could come help me out. I was left in a bed a few times by attendants. So, I mean, the expansion allowed me to get more hours added to my care. If something like me being sick, having a stomach virus, or just not feeling like getting out the bed, I still have somebody there with me versus somebody leaving and me being stuck. And then coming back later on during the day.
Yeah, so the expansion did give you more coverage. Look, you have been involved in some of these protests. We saw those pictures, the protests from your group ADAPT in front of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's offices, and people from ADAPT lifted out of their wheelchairs and removed by security. You could not be at that protest because your son was graduating that day, but you were at another protest at Republican Senator Pat Toomey's office in your home state of Pennsylvania. Couple things. First of all, do you worry when you see these pictures of people in wheelchairs being lifted out of them? Do you worry about your own safety?
Yeah, because everybody has a different disability, so there's certain ways you need to pick people up. I know for myself, you have to link your fingers together across my chest and hands under my legs, and if somebody lets go any part of my body, I have no way to stand or to support myself if I'm falling, so I'm going to hit the ground hard.
Well, I wouldn't want that. But obviously, you feel strongly enough about this that you and others in your group have been out at these protests. Look, do you think, as some are saying, and certainly Democrats are claiming this, but do you think you've made a difference?
Yes, because without our voices being out on the street, they would have been on to their next steps. All right, how are we going to eradicate Medicaid? So I believe that us being in the street has helped a lot because it shows that we're not scared to be out in the street. We're not scared to get lifted up out of our wheelchairs. We're not scared to get dragged out of offices. We're going to continue on doing what we do until Medicaid is put on the table, in the bill, and left alone.
Look, ADAPT has been quite incredible. There was a 60-hour sit-in at Colorado Senator Cory Gardner's office. 11 activists slept for two consecutive nights in a small room with inflatable pool toys to sleep on. Four ADAPT activists arrested in the Houston offices of Senator John Cornyn in Texas. Five were arrested in the Philadelphia offices of Senator Toomey. You were there. But, you know, people say, oh, these are just professionals. A lot of these protesters who are out there are backed by MoveOn.org or Our Revolution, which is a spinoff from Bernie Sanders. You know, these are paid professional protesters. You say what?
I don't get paid for this. I work part time as of right now, so I'm taking days off from work to do this. I'm sending my son to his aunt, his godmom, his grandmother, so I could be out doing this. I'm spending a lot of time away from my personal life to do this, and no, I am not getting paid for this, nor is anybody else in the debt getting paid for this.
Latoya Maddox, Medicaid recipient, protesting the Republican health care plan with the disability rights group ADAPT. Latoya, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
And by the way, she mentioned her six-year-old son. He has asthma, and she's also worried he'll lose his care because it'll be a pre-existing condition. We'll check back with her. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.